So, this week's parsha is Parshas Vayelech. Parshas Vayelech. Pasuk, Perek Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Tet Zayin. Hashem tells Moshe that he's going to die, and after his death, at some point, the nation is going to sin, and they're going to worship Avodah Zarah. Vayomer Shema Moshe, Hincha Shochev Mavatecho, you're going to lie with your fathers. This nation will go and zana. Zana milashon znut. Prostitution or straying, unfaithfulness. So this nation will go worship Elohim Nechar Aretz. They're going to go worship the Avodah Zarah of those who currently inhabit Eretz Canaan, the Shiva Ame Canaan, Shuva Shama Bekirbo, that land they're going into. Vazavani, and they're going to leave me, Vefer Briti, and they're going to try to annul the covenant we have, Ashikarata Yito, the bread I made with them. So, the Netziv is focusing on this word Vizana. Vizana. What is this word Vizana? That they are going to stray. Why is it using as the metaphor prostitution? So the Netziv points out that we know many times Am Yisrael and Hashem, the relationship is compared to a husband and wife. We have many, many examples of that. Obviously, one of the clearest examples is many of Chazal understand the whole Shir Hashirim analogy of a man and his lover. So that's really about Hashem and Am Yisrael. But he says it appears in a few places in the Neviim, Nigmar Yoma, Daftan Bet, compares us to a Kala, and Hashem is the Chatan. So there's many examples of that. So he says, knowing that, now we can start to understand this analogy. He said, there are sometimes a man and a wife who do love each other. And she loves her husband, and he wants her to love him, and he wants him to provide for her. Sorry, she wants him to love her, and she wants him to provide for her. And he says, but this woman happens to hang around, maybe because she grew up that way, she had friends from before the marriage, or it's from her line of work, whatever it is she does, she happens to hang around with an inappropriate crowd. In his words, Noafim are adulterers, Srikin are probably thugs. So she hangs out with not the best influences. And the husband warns her, he's Hira Shalota Sikh Tahan Mili Zermahan. Always be careful, never ever stray, end up with them. Vihi lo nizhara, and she wasn't careful. And one time she fell into the trap and she sinned with them. She was unfaithful. And there are many, many bad things that bad friends cause you to do. And this woman, in general, was a good person, and just one time made this mistake. And the husband finds out, and he's rather annoyed by this. And he distances her. And he supports her less. So what does she do? Now she has lost her form of support. So now she is forced to do this more. Zegorim liyal. She doesn't actually want to be with these people. She actually loves her husband. She just made the mistake one time. But now, because she's created this rift or this chasm between them, something that's blocking truly getting close to each other, so there's now this distance that's created. And she needs to still support herself. Not having many other marketable skills, she's going to continue to prostitute herself. She thinks her husband hates her. He doesn't want to be with her. So what does she have to do? She has to go to all these strangers. And the truth is, ilo ayaba dat, had she realized that her husband does still love her, and she goes and she begs him, please forgive me, I made a mistake, it was one time, and I'm going to put up barriers and, you know, siag. I'm going to set up boundaries to make sure this doesn't happen again, but please forgive me and let's go back to everything the way it was, and I love you. So maybe he would take her back. But she doesn't realize he still loves her. And therefore, she doesn't do that. He lo kenasta, ela kol shebala mitrachek mimena himosef leznut. The more he distances her, the more she does inappropriate, licentious behavior. And she claims, and she says in her mind, omeret shebala gorim lezeh. Why am I straying? My husband's making me stray. Because he's not providing for me, he's not keeping me close, he's making me go further. Says this mashal, when did this really take place? Kach haya bimei ha-shoftim. Okay, in the days of the shoftim, this is how what happened. Why? Because why did they first worship Avodah Zarah in the time of the shoftim? Did Am Yisrael want to worship Avodah Zarah? No, but Avodah Zarah was the way of the land. They were amongst the Shiva Amim. Shiva Amim worshipped Avodah Zarah as a matter of practice. It's what you did. So it's going to rub off on you. If you hang out with them long enough, you're going to end up worshipping Avodah Zarah one time. Alone is Haru b'mashitri Yoshua ben Yoshua warned them, and they didn't listen. Get rid of all these gods from the land. These Elohim Achirim, right? They're not God, and they're not Hashem, so we can say. So he says, get rid of them, and they didn't listen. So this Avodah Zarah they did? This wasn't Avodah Zarah b'shita. I like this Avodah Zarah. I believe in this Avodah Zarah. This is the way for me. He says, Zo Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah Zo Betorat Znut. This Avodah Zarah is like a woman straying, being unfaithful. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Herchik Atzma Mehem Devar HaShaya Yakar B'Yami Mehem Ezeh Agiru LaAvodah Zarah Afilu She'enu Mishivara Amamin. Because of that first one, when they worshipped Avodah Zarah, Hashem distanced himself from them. And now, everybody still wants a taste of God, a taste of Dvar Hashem. So they go looking for it. Well, where are they going to find it? They're not finding with Hashem. They think Hashem hates them. Hashem has distanced himself from them. So therefore, what are they thinking? Well, let me go look for it in the Avodah Zarah. And then they end up doing Avodah Zarah, even ones not, like the Shiva Amim had a lot of Avodah Zarah. There were way more of Avodah Zarah. There were many more forms of it. And they went and worshipped other forms of Avodah Zarah. And that was all because they felt Hashem had distanced himself from them, just like the woman felt the husband no longer loved her. Since that's in the time of Shoftim. Now compare that to the time of Malchei Yisrael v'Yehuda, after the Beis HaMikdash was built. It says there, what was the circumstances? What led Am Yisrael to sin? Now remember, why did the first Beis HaMikdash get destroyed? We said the second one was Sinat Chinam. What was the first one? We say Gilui Arayot Shechadam Avodah Zarah. So why were they worshipping Avodah Zarah in that circumstance? So here's the mashal. It's again a husband and wife, but this one's slightly different. Here, he says, the woman had a husband who loved her so much and was constantly smothering her with love. Okay, she felt she needed some personal space. Mirov shalva eino rotza lisvol darachav zirut yoter shemati laleh. So because he loves her so much, there are all these rules and care and caution. So she didn't want all that. It was too much for her. So she's looking for ways not to get rid of this husband. She loves this husband. This husband loves her a lot. So the husband loves her a lot, but it's a little bit too much. So she's looking for a way to get him to hate her a bit and free her from that. Just divorce her. Why? Because she thinks if she finds some other husband, that husband will love her, but will give her personal space. So she actually does things that she doesn't want to do, and she doesn't mean to do, and they're not befitting her. They're below her status level, her values, below her intelligence level. She wants him to want to distance himself from her. But the husband doesn't get it. He still loves her. Ad she'achar kach be'emet eini yachol lisbol od He says, afterwards, then he can no longer tolerate her. So he distances her and he puts her far away. And bad things happen to her. So many bad things happen to her. She's embarrassed to go back to that husband. She thinks he won't take her again. After so many disgusting things happened to her. Hashem, in the time of Bayit Rishon, it was to the point his closeness to Am Yisrael was that most of Am Yisrael even had a level of Ruach HaKodesh, even some Rishonim in Am Yisrael. Aval Heim Avdu Avodah Zorah Shari Toivod, they did improper actions, they worship Avodah Zorah. Why? De Lachiso. They said, let's get Hashem angry. Why would they want to get Hashem angry? The Man Yarchik HaKodesh Baruch Shechina Tomehem. If Hashem's Shechina isn't directly with us, it's a little bit further away, maybe we'll have a little more slack, a little more leeway. We won't have to, I don't know, wake up for Shacharis so early in the morning. We won't have to do all these extra mitzvot. We could, you know, do a few mitzvot, do good deeds, be good people, but we won't have that high-pressured situation. They said, oh, if Hashem's a little bit further, then we'll get our parnasa another way. They didn't understand, no, their parnasa comes from Hashem's hashkacha. They do the mitzvot, Hashem makes sure that they have enough food, and they have enough money, and they have enough for all their needs. So until the point, he got mad at them for all the things they did, and distanced them. At that point, they thought they had no hope unless Hashem was then going to be Mashkiach on them again. So the Netziv continues, he says, they're going to annul the vow I made with them. What is it? They didn't really want to be Mefer the Brit. They want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be Mashkiach of them. But they were Mefer that which they promised HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And all these explanations are what caused them Lizanot, as the Pasuk says, Vizana. And specifically in Eretz Yisrael, where there was so much more Shechina, that's actually what caused them even more to stray. Because the Shechina was even stronger there. So there's a lesson here from this mashal of Znut, that we have to realize that Hashem wants us, and still wants us, and He wants us to do tshuva, and He wants to get us closer to them. And no matter how much we've done, individually and as Am Yisrael, no matter how many disgusting things we've been through and we've done, both happened to us and that we did, Hashem still wants us back. And we shouldn't let any chet ever, even one that you would think, wow, if that was, you know, why would my spouse want me back after I did that? That's the mashal. So the nimshal is, why would Hashem want us back after all these chatayim we did? No. Here, the message, Parshas Vayelech, Shabbos Shuva, is no matter what we did, Hashem wants us back. And let that be an inspiration for tshuva. From this Lashon of Zana, we learn that no matter what, Hashem still wants us back. And we should go and do tshuva and want His connection, want His hashkacha on us, want His shechina among our camp, and let us be zocheh for that.